Welcome to Designing Online Classrooms, a guide to getting started creating Moodle classrooms for faculty at Greenfield Community College. No matter how your class meets, either completely online, completely face-to-face, or a hybrid combination of online and face-to-face, your class automatically has a shell created in Moodle. No matter how your class meets, the Moodle classroom can be a valuable resource for your teaching and for your students' learning. This lesson suggests four strategies that make Moodle classrooms more effective. First, we look at organizing classrooms. When faculty simply post items to Moodle classrooms but take no additional steps to organize them, then the classroom becomes just a long list of items. Students, when they try to find items, find that they're scrolling down through and in social media, we call that doom scrolling, and that's not a really effective way to find materials that they need. By default, your Moodle classroom is organized into weeks, but you can change the course format into topics if you wish, or you can just organize your weeks into just chunks of time that are as long as you want. In the lesson, you will learn how to make it easier for your students to navigate your classroom, thus making it easier for them to find what they need. Second, we look at improving accessibility. Because students use federal financial aid funds to pay tuition at GCC, we have an obligation to ensure the materials that are in our classrooms can be perceived by all students. In the lesson, you'll learn the importance of closed captioning videos, adding alt text to images, avoiding text as images, and otherwise making your course more accessible to all. The lesson points to other resources at GCC to learn how to make the necessary changes to your materials so that they are accessible. Third, we look at strategies for facilitating interaction. We know that learning is improved when students interact with each other and with their instructor. We always recommend adding discussions to classrooms, and in the lesson, you will learn some alternatives to forums that make the interaction more engaging for your students and for you when they're using Moodle. Finally, we look at strategies for participating in your own online classes. Folks who have taught online or used online classes to extend and enhance their teaching know that it can be overwhelming. In this final part of the lesson, you will learn some of the strategies culled from the many workshops we've had at GCC in recent years. This is advice from your colleagues on how to more effectively participate in your course without being overwhelmed and spending way too much time doing it. Okay, so this lesson is going to help you to see a few strategies to just get you thinking about using your online class more effectively. Reach out to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Center for more resources and more guidance.